Pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha says that Avram tells Melech Sodom, that I'm not going to take anything from you, from a thread to a shoelace, so that you won't be able to say that you made Avram Avinu, that you made Avram welcome. The Chazal say that in that tzchus, Avram Avinu's children were zochet to mitzvahs. Because he said in Michut v'yad srochna, so they were zochet to the chut shel tcheles, the chut of tzitzis, and srochna, they were zochet to tefillin. So I'd like to maybe talk next couple of weeks about some interesting shilas related to the mitzvah of tzitzis. First of all, we see that there are some people wear a woolen bag of tzitzis, and other people wear a cotton bag of tzitzis. What's that about? Is it a choice? Some people are cold, so they wear a warmer baguette, and other people are hot, so they wear a cooler baguette. Is that so? No, it's not just a matter of choice, but actually, there's an important machlokas related to this. The Gemara Menachas and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis quotes the Bei Rabbi Yishmael, who say that min haTorah the only baguette that's chayev in tzitzis, the only four cornered baguette that's chayev in tzitzis, is a baguette of tzemer or pishtan, a woolen baguette or a linen baguette. Why? Because when it comes to nigei begodim, to tzaras of begodim, the pasuk says beveget tzemer over beget pishtim. It identifies a beget for tzaras only as a woolen beget or a linen beget. And by tzitzis, the pasuk in Parsha Shlach says v'asulam tzitzis al kanfei bigdei, that tzitzis is a chiyuv on a beget, on the knaf of a beget. So if beget by nigei begodim is only limited to a beget of tzemer or pishtim, then presumably, by tzitzis also, only a beged of tzemer or pishtim, only a woolen or a linen beged, is going to be chayiv min haTorah in tzitzis. And the other begodim would only have a chiyuv midrabban. But not everyone agrees. Rava, in the Gemara there, disagrees. And he's talking about a different drasha. He's trying to figure out what the strings are supposed to be made out of. So he says, there are two different psukim. The pasuk on the one hand says, v'nosmal tzitzis hakonav pasil t'cheles. Tzitzis hakonav min hakonav. Sounds like the strings have to be the same material as the konof itself. But on the other hand, a different pasuk says, "Lo silba shatnei semer pishtim yachtav gedilim tasalacha." It says you're not allowed to wear shatnei semer pishtim together, gedilim tasalacha. The fact that there's a connection between shatnei semer pishtim and gedilim tasalacha sounds like the gedilim, the tzitzios have to be made dafka out of tzemer or pishtim. You have to have woolen strings or linen strings. So which one is it? Can you make strings out of any material as long as it's the same as the kanav, or do you have to make strings out of tzemer or pishtim? So Rava answers, well, it depends. Tzitzis of tzemer and pishtim can work in any beged. Meaning you can have woolen tzitzios. Most of our tzitzis, as far as I know, are woolen. Right? So you can have woolen tzitzis in a cotton beged, or in a woolen beged, or in a linen beged, any kind of beged. Right? Tzemer pishtim can work for tzitzis in any beged. But if you have tzitzis made out of a different substance, that's not tzemer pishtim, so that you can only use, hakanaf min kanaf, you can only use that on a beged of the same material. Meaning if you want to make tzitzios out of cotton, so then you can only use them in a cotton beged. But tzitzios that are made out of tzemer pishtim, they're kosher in any beged. That's how Rav interprets these psukim. What emerges is that min haTorah, you can have a chiyuv of tzitzis even on a cotton beged, because there's a pasuk that implies that you can have tzitzios that are made not from tzemer pishtim, as long as they're the same type as the kanav, the same type as the beged. So clearly, if this is a drasha, then it's assuming that you can have a chiyuv of tzitzis even on a beged that's not tzemer pishtim. So it's a machlokas, it's taka machlokas. There are different drashas over here, and there are different approaches as to whether min haTorah there's a chiyuv of tzitzis only on tzemer and pishtim, or even on other begodim. Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tes, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch, following the riff in the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch paskins that min haTorah only a beged of tzemer pishtim is chayav in tzitzis. The Ramah is mekel. The Ramah paskins like Rashi and the other Chachmei Ashkenaz that min haTorah even other begodim are chayav. The Mishnah Berurah writes that it's appropriate to try to be machmir for the Shulchan Aruch if one can, because again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the chiyuv of tzitzis min haTorah is only in tzemer pishtim. You can be yotzei the Ramah if you wear a beged of tzemer pishtim, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you wear a beged of tzemer gefen, you wear a beged of cotton, then even if your tzitzios are made out of tzemer pishtim, there's no chiyuv d'araisa to put on tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah says that perhaps one should be machmer. And this is the basis of the chumrah that some have, that they wear they wear a woolen beged. They wear a woolen beged maybe even in the summer. They push themselves a little bit. It's Nishka Ferlach. It might be a little bit warmer, but they push themselves to try to be Mekayim, the mitzvah deraisa of tzitzis. The whole mitzvah. It's interesting. You're not really chayav to wear tzitzis if you don't wear a four-cornered beged. So if you're not wearing a four-cornered beged, you don't have to really put the tzitzis on. It's a mitzvah kiyumis, but that's the minig. The minig is Chazal said that we should be mechayev ourselves in this mitzvah of tzitzis. Try to wear a four-cornered garment, which will be chayev in tzitzis, and then you'll be able to be mechayev this mitzvah deraisa. So those who want to ensure that they're mechayev the mitzvah deraisa, even according to the Rif and the Rambam, so they're machayev for the Shulchan Aruch, that they wear a woolen beged for tzitzis. It is brought in the Meister Rav that the Vilna Gaon used to wear a talus cotton of cotton. He did not wear a woolen talus cotton, though. Many have pointed out that the Vilna Gaon used to learn in his talus gadol a whole day. His talus gadol was made out of wool. So he wore the talus cotton, supposedly he wore the talus cotton made out of cotton, and the talus gadol made out of wool. The Chazon Ish as well used to wear a talus cotton made out of cotton. He didn't wear a talus cotton out of tzemer. So in the Sefer Tzitzis Halacha Psuka that he quotes, Reb Chaim Kanievsky was asked about this, and he said that the Chazon Ish commented that it's known that the Gra wore a talus cotton of cotton because he wanted to show that the psak is that you can be yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis with cotton, with a beged that's cotton. So he also is knowing that way because he wants to show people that you can be yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis even with a cotton beged. But again, he himself, the Chazon Ish, the pictures of the Chazon Ish are always with the talus. He learned with the talus too. The Gra and the Chazon Ish both learned with the talus. So they wore a woolen talus gadol. So again, it's not like there isn't room to be machmir for those who can, perhaps to follow the Mishnah Berurah to be machmir might be a good thing. But for those who really feel uncomfortable wearing a woolen beged, there is smuch in lahakel the Ramah and others, the Gra and the Chazon Ish certainly felt that one can be yotzei min haTorah even with other begadim as well. Some people wear what's called mesh tzitzis. Is that okay? Even according to the Ramah? So it's not so simple. It's really not so simple. The Gemara Menachas and Daf Mem says that a beged or a leather beged is potter from tzitzis, even midrabon. What's the idea? So some say that since it's not darko bekach to make chutim, to make strings out of leather, so that doesn't have a shame beged. Doesn't have a shame beged. Even if they were to make strings out of the leather, but it's not normal to make a beged out of strings of leather. So that's not an ariga. Even if you were to do that, that's not called woven. It doesn't have a status of a beged. So some say that a synthetic material, nylon, other synthetic materials, have the same status as ore. That it's not normal to make to make strings out of nylon. Others say, well, it depends on the circumstances. Now, to make a nylon beged, it's very common. There are many begadim made out of synthetic materials, so maybe that should have a status of a beged. So someone has said that even if synthetic materials do have a status of a beged, which is a question, as we mentioned, but the mesh tzitzis might be worse for two reasons. First of all, the fact that you can see a person's skin through the mesh, maybe that takes away the shame beged. It's not called a beged. The purpose of a beged is to protect a person, to cover a person. Right, so maybe it doesn't have the status of a beged bechlal. So even if synthetic materials could create a shame beged, but the mesh tzitzis might be worse because you can see through. Maybe that's not a Torah's beged. And others go further and say, well, even if you'll say that it has a Torah's beged, but it can't be called a ksus. A ksus means that it's covering mechasa, right? And the lashon of the pasuk when it comes to tzitzis is asher techaseba ksus asher techaseba. So from that pasuk, it seems like in order to be defined as the garment, the type of garment that's chayav in tzitzis, it's not enough that it has a shein beged. That's one lashon the pasuk has, al kanfei bigdeim. But it also says ksus chasher techaseba, so the impression you get is that the only kind of beged, the only kind of garment that's going to be chayav in tzitzis is a ksus that's machasa, a ksus that covers. And because the mesh is see-through, there are holes, it's not machasa the guf, so there are poskim who say that it's not chayiv in tzitzis, it's not chayiv in tzitzis bichlal. So it's best to avoid. If a person feels that the woolen tzitzis are too hot for him, too heavy for him in the summer, so better to wear a cotton pair of tzitzis, a cotton beged, than to wear the mesh, because the mesh is a real shayla. are there maybe synthetic materials that are not considered a beged bechlal? Even if they are, it could be that the mesh is not called a beged, or certainly it might not be called a ksus, because it's not really covering the body. So it's better to try to avoid wearing the mesh tzitzis if at all possible. This pasuk, gedilim taslecha al arba kanfos ksus chashet achaseba, leads to another very important discussion, another important shaila, and that is that there's no mitzvah of tzitzis without kisui haguf. Asher techaseba means that the tzitzis has to cover you. The question is, what kind of a kisui are we talking about? You can only be yotze the mitzvah if the tzitzis is mechasi. What kind of a kisui are we talking about? So the tour in our Chaim and Simen Ches quotes from the Gaonim that you have to be misatef betzitzis ka'atifas yishma'elim, like the atifa of the Arabs. That means that you're covering rosho verubo and even part of the face. Right? They always cover the face, right, to prevent the sand from going in the mouth, from going in the nose. So that's what you need. You need atifas yishma'elim in order to be able to the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's how the Gaonim understand. So apparently, because there wasn't atifas yishma'elim at the time of the Chachamim, even if times have changed and not everyone dresses that way, but kach nikva, the Chachamim were koveya, that the kisui, the fulfillment of the pasuk asher techaseba, requires atifas yishma'elim, and that's the way to be able to the mitzvah of tzitzis. And because of the Chazal and Mesakin and Nusach HaBrocha, lehis atef betzitzis. So it sounds like you need an ituf, right? Ituf sounds like a tifas yishma'elim. Sounds like you're wrapping yourself in the garment. Others disagree. Others say that asher techaseba doesn't require a tifas yishma'elim, but a normal kisui. People who are working, people who are doing their, you know, davening and working. If they were wearing some kind of a shawl, they wouldn't wrap it around their face. They just wear it on themselves. So that's enough to be called asher techaseba. La halacha the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ches and Siv Bei says that you don't need an ituf to be yotze the mitzvah tzitzis, but in Siv Gimel he says it's good to be misatef in order to be yotze the opinion of the Gaonim as well, and that's what we do. We try at least b'shas habracha we are misatef the talis, at least the talis gadol, right? You put it over rosho verubo. It's good to have. It's important to keep it on most of the guf as well. Some people wrap it only on their neck. It's like just on the head. So l'chora, that's not a full atifa. The full atifa is on most of the body too. So you should let it drape on the body also. But then one should cover the mouth too, cover the head and cover the mouth in order to have an atifa yishma'elim to be yotze the mitzvah l'chatchila. By a talis katan, things are a little more complicated. Because it's not really normal to be ma'atef, to be misatef for the talis katan. Talis katan is made with a hole in the middle, so the normal derech malbush of the talis katan is to just put it on, put it over your head, and to have part of it in front and part in the back. So there are some posts that say that in atifa, in talis katan, doesn't even make any sense, because it's not darko bakach to be misatef. So some of the posts can have trouble if it's not darko bakach to be misatef in the talis katan, so what bracha should you make? Doesn't seem appropriate for the talis katan. So what bracha should you make? To the Rama Taka paskins, the Rama there in Simen Ches Vav paskins that you should make a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis on the talis katan. Bracha lehisati batzitzis doesn't really make sense for the talis katan because it's not darka baka. So therefore, he says you got to make some kind of a bracha. You got to make some kind of a bracha. So he says make the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis. Asher kishan mitzvah tzitzivano al mitzvah tzitzis. Interesting, right? We're choshesh for the poskim who hold that you can be yotze the mitzvah tzitzis even without an atifa. Because if you're choshesh for those shitas that you can't be yotze without an atifa, then you're not really yotze the mitzvah tzitzis with a talis katan anyway, because you're not doing atifa. So we're choshesh for those shitas that you can be yotze even without an atifa, and we have a special bracha for that, for those shitas. Not so clear that this bracha should work. You know, manafshach. If you have to do atifa, then b'chora, there's no mitzvah with the talis katan b'chlal. And if you don't have to do atifa, right? So then, I guess then the bracha would work. But it's like a suffix bracha. It's very interesting to make such a bracha. So the poskim say that if one is wearing a talis gadol, then you shouldn't make a bracha on the talis katan. Any married person who puts on a talis gadol or a sfardi, who wears a talis gadol for the tefillah. So the popular minig that the poskim, the psak that the poskim made into a minig, is that one should make the bracha lehisati batzitzis on the talis gadol and have in mind to be motzi a talis katan with that bracha. Because it's not clear that the bracha of the Rama really is valid. It's not, this is a new bracha that the Rama introduced that we don't find before. So the poskim say, better to be motzi or talis katan with the bracha of the talis gadol, and that's it. Those individuals done with the talis gadol, so then they should make al mitzvah tzitzis on the talis katan like the Rama suggests. What's more, someone who puts on another talis katan, let's say he buys a new talis katan later in the day. So even if he wore the talis gadol in the morning, but the bracha on the talis gadol didn't go on this new talis katan. Some people wear a special talis katan for Shabbos. Now when they take a shower, they put on a new talis katan special for Shabbos, beged Shabbos. So you got to make a bracha on that talis katan because your talis gadol, the bracha on the talis gadol, even if you wore a talis gadol in the morning, that bracha is not going to be motzi the talis katan because you weren't even wearing the talis katan then. So in these circumstances, a person who puts on a new talis katan, let's say his talis katan got ripped, he became puzzled, and he bought a new talis, or let's say he's putting on a talis katan for a new talis katan for Shabbos. So in all these circumstances, if your talis gadol, if your talis katan was not on when you made the bracha on the talis gadol, obviously you'll have to make a new bracha on the talis katan. It's important to keep in mind. People just think, you know, once you wear a talis gadol, you'll make a bracha on a talis katan. No, it's because your bracha on a talis gadol is being motzi the talis katan. You should really have that in mind when you make the bracha on the talis gadol. It's hard to like keep everything in mind. But certainly, if you put on a new talis katan after the talis gadol, you got to make a bracha on the talis katan. And finally, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ches Sif Yud Aleph writes that the ikar mitzvah of talis katan is to wear it on one's begodin, so that he'll always remember mitzvahs. Sarisim also is chaytim as kol mitzvahs Hashem. He's not talking about wearing the tzitzis out. He means wearing the beged on top of his begodin. Not like some do. You put the beged on top of the begodin. Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Ksovin, the Sifrei Kabbalah, that talis katan tachas begodin. And the talis katan is supposed to be under the begodin. So machlokas, how one is supposed to wear the talis katan? Should you wear it dafka on top of the shirt or on the bottom of the shirt? But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, al koponim, the tzitzios should be outside, he says. Al koponim, at least the tzitzios should be outside. And that's what other achronim say as well. But some of the achronim quote from the Ari, the kavanas of the Ari, that the Ari felt that even the tzitzios are supposed to be covered in tam kabbalah. So this is a machlokas Ashkenazim and Sfardim. The Sfardim, many Sfardim, the Dafka put their tzitzis inside. And many Ashkenazim, to be choshish for the Magen Avraham, they put their tzitzis outside. Some point out that actually the smak holds that keeping the tzitzis out could be a daraisa. The pasuk risa moso might be a mitzvah daraisa to see the tzitzis. The Rambam doesn't count this as a mitzvah, so I'm not sure it's a daraisa. According to many Rishonim, it wouldn't be daraisa, but maybe it's a hider to be mekayim the pshut l'shel mikra. Maybe it's a hider to keep the tzitzis outside, even if you'll put the beged under your shirt. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham that someone who's holich ben anochrim doesn't have to put the tzitzis outside except at the time of the bracha. And that's what many are somechan, that if they're walking outside among goyim, they're walking outside, so then they don't keep their tzitzis out. Some do, some don't. They're different approaches. They quote from the Sefer Yisod v'Shorash Avoda that he says that what one could do is you can be korech the two tzitzios in the front. You can wrap the two tzitzios in the front around your belt, and that's the kiyum of this inyan of seeing the tzitzis. Rabbi Shechter felt that was the right thing to do. That's what he does. He wraps his tzitzis around his belt, and he says that's the kiyum of this halacha. So even someone who's going ben anochrim, the tzitzis are not running wild, but yet you're able to see them. They're around your belt, so you have the best of both worlds, that you feel like you're neat, and no one's going to think that you're not neat, but at the same time, you'll be able to see a tzitzis, so that's the best thing to do, just to wrap it around your belt, and you're able to see the tzitzios, and you can fulfill this halacha.